This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Nearly a quarter of Montanans who use housing vouchers were not able to use them this year through June, according to data from Montana Housing under the Department of Commerce. Montana Housing Division Administrator Cheryl Cohen said, "There's nothing more disheartening for my team and certainly for the family that's waited for that voucher than to look for a rental unit for 4 months and not being able to use the voucher that you've received because you can't find anyone that will rent to you." Montana has an overall shortage of affordable and attainable rental housing stock, a crisis that pushed people out of their communities and in some cases onto the streets. For those few thousand Montanans a year that get rental assistance, it's still not enough. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, oversees Section 8 voucher distribution, paying out 90 to 110% of fair market rent. Cohen said the data from the surveys lags a couple of years, with the rates released last month based on community surveys from 2017 to 2021. The problem is worse for Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing, where more than half the 374 vouchers given out in the state have not been used. Even worse was Section 811 housing, where more than 70% of vouchers for disabled Montanans under 62 years old went unused. For some Section 811 housing vouchers, at least three properties that were supposed to provide units for people with disabilities never did. The department is working to find other properties. There are a number of barriers to why vouchers don't get used in the 120 days that people have to find a place, largely that it's hard to get property owners or managers on board. Vouchers don't cover in full what owners can be charging in Montana, leaving them at a couple $100 loss. Cohen said, "I've been a property manager, and if I can rent my unit for $1,400 to one renter, or I could rent to a voucher holder but only get $1,200 a month, it's basic math," Cohen said. Another hurdle for renters with vouchers is that they may not have a credit score that can compete with other renters in the market. There's also an overall stigma, with some property owners outlining in their rental advertisements that Section 8 voucher recipients need not apply. Between fewer rental properties available, much higher rents, and more competition for fewer places, Montanans with housing vouchers can't find housing. Billings Democrat Ming Cabrera has declared his candidacy for Montana's Eastern U.S. House District, saying he's running for Congress to improve Medicare prescription drug prices and adequately fund schools. Cabrera is a retired pharmaceutical rep who says he would lean heavily on his experience in the medical industry to address rising prescription drug prices for Medicare recipients. Cabrera, 60, has lived most of his life in the Billings area. Originally from Huntley Project, Cabrera attended medical school in the Philippines and received a degree from Creighton University. The incumbent congressman in Montana's current Eastern District is Representative Matt Rosendale. It's unlikely that Rosendale will be running for a third term for the U.S. House of Representatives. Instead, it's expected that Rosendale will file to run a second time for U.S. Senate, challenging incumbent Democrat John Tester in a rematch of their 2018 race, which Rosendale lost. First, Rosendale would face a primary against Bozeman Republican Tim Sheehy, the candidate endorsed by Republican Montana U.S. Senator Steve Daines and Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. There are a handful of would-be Republican candidates for the Eastern District who are waiting to declare candidacy until Rosendale officially announces his Senate run. In the Democratic primary, Cabrera is the second candidate to declare for the Eastern Congressional District. Kevin Hamm of Helena announced his candidacy in May. Hamm is a veteran grassroots organizer with Montana Pride who promises to campaign in every eastern Montana county. Republican candidates have dominated the counties of the Eastern District for years. In five of the last eight congressional races, the margin of victory by Republican candidates over Democratic challengers has been greater than 20%. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.